Léa Ranger of La Beauvrie Liège. Can you tell me a little bit about this immersive digital experience Inside Magritte?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so Inside Magritte is an immersive experience, as you said. So it means that it's an experience with a lot of projection images, animated images, and also sound in a 360 degrees room, when you can have projection around you and on the ground to be really feel like being into Magritte's paintings and arts.
Why do you think it works so well for an artist like Magritte, who is familiar, obviously very well known, but maybe there's a lot of people who don't know in detail his work?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the principle of an immersive show, I believe, is to also sensibilize people that are not used to go to museum and to see Magritte's paintings, so they don't need to have knowledge and can come and discover the universe of Magritte. And I think it works perfectly with Magritte for an immersive show because there is a lot of mystery in his paintings, and there are lots of elements that are very intriguing. And I think that with the animation, you can really feel in being into his mind, and he wanted to represent the mystery of the world, and I think it's very poetic to have all these elements animated around you.
But it's also possible to find out more information, isn't it? It's possible to scan QR codes to have more background information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the originality of this show is that it's in a museum. Usually immersive shows are more in an institution that doesn't have any collection. So here we use the collection of the museum, which has four Magritte paintings, and they are hung in the introduction so people can have also the original paintings before getting into the immersive part. And you have also a big timeline explaining Magritte's life, the chronology, and the different periods of his life, because even in his art he tried to reinvent himself sometimes, even if what we know most is what he did mostly. And we have also explanation on the different chapters. And after the immersive show, you also have a documentary with the short movies he did. And so it's interesting to discover another Magritte. And then you end with a virtual reality show in 5 minutes, when the people can also get an immersive experience.
And this is quite revolutionary for La Beauvrie, isn't it, to offer such an experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the La Beauvrie contacted Tempora, my company, to try to also think about new opportunities for people to develop new things that a traditional museum don't do. So it's quite new that a museum hosts an immersive show. And we're going to see if it works, but I believe that because we are mixing the real Magritte's paintings and the immersive show, we have some, I believe, succeed to do a combination that makes sense in a museum then.
And I imagine that you're hoping to attract visitors to the museum, and the people who don't normally step inside mm-hmm. a museum.
Exactly. It's an exhibition for both, actually, for people who wants to see real Magritte and have a very intellectual and a lot of content, they will find it here, but also families, young people that are not used to go to the museum, they can discover the painting another way with a more entertaining aspect. Which sometimes they don't find in museum because they think museum are boring, but no, we can offer things that are a bit more entertaining for them.
And are there other aspects, other educational activities or guided tours available for visitors for the duration of the exhibition?
So the fact that it's an immersive show, the guided tours really doesn't really work in a show like this, but they have some educational paper online for the schools and the children in general, for families. So even families can come with the children and have some support for the children.
And why do you think Magritte intrigues us still, all these years, and why does surrealism work so much, attract so many people as an art movement?
Because I think we all need kind of poetry, and that's what we found in his paintings. I mean, it's poetry with what is common life. I mean, he doesn't represent things that surrealist in a way that it doesn't exist in our world. It's just an apple, a hat, a common man, a moon,
a pipe.
So it's very common, but the way he combines elements together in his works is very intriguing, because there is something not usual, and I think people need to also discover that in around them they can find unusual combination that is very poetic. And I think we all need to poeticize in a way our daily life. So I think that's why Magritte is still very contemporary for a lot of people.
And we'll probably continue to do so because we still need poetry in our lives. Léa Ranger, thank you very much.
Thank you.